Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stronger Minds with me, Kimberly Wilson. I'm a chartered practitioner, psychologist, and author with a master's degree in nutrition. So I talk about psychology, mental health, food, and everything in between. I had been planning to talk about personality tests this week, but that will have to wait as I want to respond to a new food story. Nestlé hit the headlines recently due to dodgy practices with baby foods in countries in the global south, Asia, Africa, and Latin America. But this isn't their first rodeo. So in the first half of this episode, I'll be discussing the original baby food scandal from the 1970s, and in the second half, their latest moral failings. So strap in. The very first concerns about baby formula or artificial baby milks were raised by a Jamaican doctor called Cicely Williams, who, in 1939, in a talk to the Singapore Rotary Club, reported on the deaths of bottle-fed babies in a talk titled Milk and Murder. She was a leading expert in mother and child health and was horrified when she noticed the high rates of infant mortality in Malaysia. She discovered that Nestlé were promoting sweetened condensed milk as ideal for delicate infants to new mothers there. In 1973, the New Internationalist magazine ran a cover story on the baby food tragedy, which called for a campaign to halt the unethical promotion of baby milks. But it was a pamphlet written a year later by Mike Muller, published by War on Want, that lit a fire under global awareness and action. In it, he outlined the marketing practices of Nestlé and Cowan Gate in low-income countries that was contributing to the deaths of babies. When the Bern Third World Action Group translated the pamphlet and published it in Switzerland, they went with the title Nestlé Tötet Babies, which translates to Nestlé Kills Babies. Nestlé sued them for libel and won because, in a criminal sense, they hadn't killed the babies. Although a recent analysis published by Vox Dev says that, quote, Nestlé's entry into low and middle income formula markets caused about 212,000 infant deaths per year among mothers without clean water access at the peak of the Nestlé controversy in 1981, end quote. In total, they estimate approximately 10.9 million excess infant deaths between 1960 and 2015. But in the summing up, the judge said the decision was not an acquittal of Nestlé and that the company must reconsider its advertising policies if it wants to avoid being accused of immoral conduct. This judgment was seen as a moral victory for consumers and global boycotts were launched. So what were these advertising policies? The New Internationalist outlined them as 1. Create a problem. 2. Convince consumers that your products are the solution. And 3. Link products with the most desirable and unattainable concepts and give a free sample. So how did this work in practice? First, like a dirty political campaign, you need to talk down the opposition. In this case, breastfeeding. Leaning on the recent colonial histories in these countries, the formula companies let the mothers know that wealthy white mothers didn't breastfeed. Only peasants do that. Oh, and formula is nutritionally superior to breast milk, they said. Although it's not. Oh, and breastfeeding is prone to failure, and if that happens, your baby will starve. Here are the lyrics of a jingle for Klim Baby Milk, now owned by Nestlé, played on the radio in the Belgian Congo in the 1950s. The child is going to die because the mother's breast has given out. Mama, oh mama, the child cries. If you want your child to get well, give it Klim milk. Subtle. Except it wasn't, and in some places the effects were staggering. In Chile in 1960, 90% of babies were breastfed. In 1968, after the introduction of formula, that was down to just 10%. The thing is, breast milk production is both a psychological and physical feedback system. When mothers are anxious or worried, supply is reduced. And physically, when the baby suckles, the mother's body responds by continuing to produce. But when there is a prolonged period without breastfeeding, because, say, the mother has been provided with free samples of formula that she has been told is superior to her breast milk, production goes down or stops. At this point, the baby is dependent on the formula. And formula companies would exploit mothers at their most vulnerable, on the maternity ward, where sales reps dressed as nurses would promote the products. This was, in fact, a key part of the strategy. In Nestlé's 1969 annual report, they wrote of maternity ward marketing, "Some factors are more favourable, such as the increased buying power in the developing countries and the rising number of births in maternity hospitals where it is easier to reach mothers. This is due to the fact that the medical staff there is more likely to influence mothers with regard to the food most suitable for their babies." End quote. And this is from a 1982 article from the New Internationalist. Banned from entering maternity wards directly in Singapore, for example, Dumex milk nurses would wait just outside the hospital gates to catch new mothers with free samples on their way home. In Jamaica, Bristol-Myers milk nurses evaded government bans to enter public maternity hospitals and copy down names and addresses of new mothers to visit at home and leave free samples. End quote. But once the free samples were finished, the family had to buy the formula themselves, and formula was extraordinarily expensive. So either believing that it was best for baby, or with breastfeeding no longer an option, many mothers had to stretch the formula, in some cases using 3 times the recommended quantities of water, which was another major problem. Bottles and teats need to be sterile, and formula needs to be made up with clean water. In some regions, over 60% of homes didn't have washing facilities, let alone the additional fuel required to boil a bottle for 10 minutes. Babies became malnourished, which increases risk of infection, became sick, and died in their millions. Let me be clear that this isn't a criticism of formula use. It's about the corporate manipulation of women and the harms done to their children in the cold pursuit of profit. This was an industry-wide problem, but Nestlé, who controlled over 40% of the infant formula market, was by far the biggest player. Today, the baby food market brings them an estimated $70 billion per year. Okay, so that's a brief overview of the first scandal. It's time for a short break, and when we come back, what have Nestlé done now?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The advertisements you just heard are automatically generated, so I have absolutely no idea what they were for. There may even have been one in there for Nestlé, I don't know. That would be at the very least ironic. But it also touches on a broader point, because I suspect... Actually, no, in fact, I know that there are people out there with larger podcasts than me, larger social media platforms than me, who don't say anything because it risks making them unattractive to brands for sponsorship and collaboration. And to be honest, I don't blame them. There is a lot of money to be made in brand partnerships. But it also limits your freedom to talk about issues that might matter to you deeply. Patrons help to keep this podcast independent, so I don't have to worry about upsetting Nestlé because I've got a brand deal with San Pellegrino or something like that. If you're interested in supporting the podcast as a patron, it's patreon.com/Kimberly Wilson. You'll find a link in the show description. And on that note, a very big thank you to my patrons and a warm welcome aboard to new supporters Julia C and Louisa M. Thank you very, very much for your support. 50 years on, and Nestlé still can't do right by babies in low-income countries. An independent analysis of their infant food products has found high levels of added sugar in versions sold in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. In Europe and the UK, these products have no added sugar. The food preferences that are established in childhood remain stable into adulthood. That is, the flavours that we get used to when we are young are the ones that we return to over and over again throughout our lives. But listen, you don't have to just take my word for it. Here's a quote about added sugar. It's ideal to avoid consuming these ingredients in childhood, as the sweet flavour can influence a child's preference for this type of food in the future. That quote is from Nestlé on their Nido brand website in Brazil, while the Panamanian, Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican products all had added sugar. So they're fully aware that they shouldn't be putting sugar in these products. By putting sugar into these early foods, Nestlé starts to shape the child's brain to prefer very sweet flavours. And when they're old enough, the company will certainly have plenty of sweet products to offer them. Early exposure to high sugar foods also puts the children at increased risk of nutrition-related disease and lifelong ill health, like the increasing rates of childhood diabetes, which in turn significantly increases the risk of heart disease and dementia. Technically, they're not breaking any laws. The World Health Organization guidelines state that sugar should not be added to food for children under the age of 3. But these are technically recommendations that have to be enacted as local legislation in individual countries. It is in the countries that have weak implementation that there is added sugar in these Nestlé products. But this is a problem of morality, not legality. They know that there shouldn't be sugar in these products because it's bad for babies. Because when it comes to the health of babies, the guiding principle shouldn't be, psh, what can we get away with? It should be, what is best for these babies? But as the Public Eye investigation states, for Nestlé, not all babies are equal. So, I don't know about you, but I am done with them. Hashtag boycott Nestlé, because this company keeps showing itself to be morally irredeemable. I'll link the Wikipedia entry for the full list of their brands if any of you would care to join me. You'll also find full references so you can dig into the data for yourselves. Okay, that is all I have for you this time. If you like me in your ears, you might enjoy me in your inbox. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter where I tackle a different mental health theme every month. Things like the psychology of taste and flavour, where we spoke a lot about sugar. love, money, and stress. You can sign up in the link in the episode description. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider either sharing it or leaving a positive review. That just leaves me to thank you very much for listening, and until next time, take very good care.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.